Dear Divine Feminine, we've stolen and suppressed your light far too long. Please forgive us, but it's time now to rise up. Over the last 26,500-year cycle, the religious political programming programmed us to suppress you and to intentionally delete the truth of the Divine Feminine. But the truth will set us free. You were never meant to fit inside of this system that we created from the statistical left-sided masculine reptilian brain. The need for greed leads to more need. Because your DNA doesn't come from this system. Your DNA comes from a lineage of powerful, living, sensual, eternal women who once held and still hold the codes of Earth's original divine design, the Divine Mother. And the pain you feel and have felt is what happens when you wake up your cosmic blueprint and DNA memory inside of a collapsed system that didn't have the capacity to hold the depth of your soul and the wisdom. We all come from a womb, man. And behind every great man, it lies a greater woman. But your womb, it's not just for babies. It's a multi-dimensional gateway. And every time you bleed, birth, or breathe with intention, you repair Mother Earth's grids, because the two are intimately connected. How we treat our woman is how we treat Mother Earth. And for too long, Mother Earth, we've raped her, but now she's giving birth, new earth, and it's time. Divine Feminine within us all, you are what was prophesied to rise so that we can come back into balance. And a woman who remembers with an open heart is the most powerful force on this planet. Watch out. Divine Feminine, rise up now. It's time to sit on your throne now. Been stealing your light far too long now. Pachamama crying out now. Divine Feminine, rise up. It's your time to shine.
I like to go to the mall and go for a walk whenever it's hot outside. And one day we were walking around the mall and my daughter said,
"Mama, this music from back in the day was terrible. I can't believe they call these love songs."
And I was like, "What in the world are you talking about? Because I wasn't even focusing on the music. I was just watching my steps." And so there was a song playing softly in the mall that's called "Every Breath You Take." And the lyrics within the song was talking about some man that's obsessively watching a woman. I'm gonna let you guys listen to it real quick. That yes, she was correct. Very proud mom here that I did raise her right. But this song is crazy, y'all. And it got me to start thinking that this is probably why these men are killing their wives and hurting their girlfriends and doing all this weird stuff instead of just letting them go. Because as you've noticed, it has gotten so bad recently with all of this mess going on. And this song was like the absolute perfect example. This song was actually performed by an English rock band called The Police. Most people that hear this song would in fact say, yes, that's a romantic love song because it sounds gentle and it has a catchy melody. However, if you begin to really dissect what these people are saying in this song, you will clearly see that this is being performed by somebody who is an ex-lover, who's extremely obsessive, who's coming from a place of jealousy and complete control. And this song was actually kind of redone by Diddy whenever Big Papa died. But they changed the lyrics a little bit to say, I'll be missing you. But in this song, they're saying all types of stuff like, you belong to me and I'll be watching you. And they're not going to let this person go. Which again, this is just absolute chaos. And that's exactly what I'm seeing that's happening now. I remember a lot of people were saying, you know, back in the day, black men never killed their wives. They just divorced and leave them. Now we're seeing black men killing their wives like crazy. Now other races been doing this, but we never really did things like that. Well, I'm explaining to you why this is happening today. It's because you've been programmed.
They didn't just change the music for style. They changed it to control you. That's why in 1953, the entire music industry was forced to switch from 432 hertz to 440 hertz. Because 440 keeps you agitated, it keeps you anxious, and very easy to control. Why do you think certain songs make you feel rage, make you feel lust, or even depression out of nowhere? It's the frequency under the beat. That's why club music, it can make people fight. Why drill music can make violence rise. It's tuning. They literally weaponized sound. The same tech that's used in military crowd control devices, blasting frequencies that causes headaches and nausea, is the same tech that is layered into the music that you stream every single day.
If you were raised back in the 90s, the 80s, even some 70s, there are so many songs, but particularly from the 90s that came out at that time, that has subconsciously programmed your mind. People don't realize it, but music is something that your ancestors used for millions of years in order to bring health, to bring prosperity, to bring wealth into their lives, because it's a way of psychologically programming you.
Have you ever wondered how ancient civilizations believed music could heal? In many cultures, sound was seen not just as entertainment, but as a powerful tool for promoting health and well-being. Ancient Egyptian priests often used music in their healing rituals, combining it with chants to invoke divine energy. Similarly, the Greek philosopher Pythagoras taught that music could harmonize the soul, suggesting that certain frequencies could restore balance within the body. In India, ancient texts like the Vedas describe how ragas, or melodic frameworks, were intricately linked to various emotional states and could influence physical health. These melodies were designed to evoke specific emotions, believed to resonate with the body's energies, thereby facilitating healing. In addition, in many Native American tribes, drumming and singing were essential components of healing ceremonies aimed at restoring spiritual and physical harmony. This profound connection between music and healing reveals an age-old understanding of sound as a vital force in human life.
Well, today the establishment has been taking music and using it for evil purposes. And this is exactly what happened back in the 90s, because the people who are in control of the planet today are the ones who stole all of the books. They have all the astrological charts. They know that there's a time that's coming where women are going to be set free, and that the divine feminine is going to be back on the planet, and they don't want this patriarchy to leave. So they have subconsciously programmed the men, specifically the men, not to let go. Now, if you don't believe me, we're going to dissect some very famous songs that were back in the 90s. And the first one I'm going to start with is Casey and JoJo. Oh, I used to love me some Casey and JoJo. Oh, but anyway, this song is called All My Life. Prime example. Let me let you listen to this one.
Never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. The girl you are, close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. And you
All right, so after listening to that, again, this was a 1998 hit, and the song was actually used in many weddings. The lyrics, we thought at the time, were beautiful. But if you start to really think about what they're saying to you, where it says, you are the only one, my everything, and I will never find another lover sweeter than you. So what is this actually doing? From the male's perspective, it's programming him with a form of possessive exclusivity, making him think that the partner that he's with is the sole object of his devotion. He can't have nobody else. He has to have her. Yes, Casey and JoJo was in on it too. They probably didn't realize it, but they were in on it too. The next song we're going to dissect, 112. This one was done by 112. The name of this song is called The Only One. I'm gonna let you guys listen to this one.
Just how you feel, let me know if it's love is there.
I'm tired of wasting time on you, so tell me what.
Why
you
don't you
want
tell
to do?
Me?
Is it another man holding your hand?
Why oh why?
Oh baby, can't you see? Girl, you're the only one I'll ever want. The only one.
So again, after listening to this one, the key here is where he says, I'm tired of wasting time on you, so tell me what you want to do. Is it another man holding your hand? So what is this doing? It's showing suspicion and it's demanding an account for the woman's actions. It's wanting to know about her whereabouts. It's questioning her loyalty. It's going back into that control aspect that so many of these men are displaying today. This was again by the R&B group 112. The next song we're going to go into is Usher. This is another hit song. This one debuted back in 2001 and it was called You Got It Bad. Let's listen to this one.
When you feel it in your body, you found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. When you're on the phone, hang up and you call right back.
Oh,
you got it bad.
So after listening to this song, you may think,
well, that one wasn't so bad.
Well, yes, it was. And I'm going to show you where things got dark. If you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track. What does that mean? Well, it's showing you again that love is consuming and it becomes more or less an obsession. Why is his life falling off track just because the partner's not there? That is very, 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 very unhealthy. That is possessive attachment. You should not be falling apart just because somebody's not there. Why? Because you're supposed to be whole within yourself. Okay, so again, if you've been programmed to think your life is going to fall apart if this person isn't there, then they're going to begin to blame the woman when she leaves and begin to hunt her down and want her back because in his mind, she's the one that's completing him. Let's go on to the next song. This one was performed by Boys to Men. I know y'all know this song. Everybody knows this song. It's called End of the Road. Let's just listen to it because it was a beautiful song.
We belong together. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my heart?
is don't realize you've never been there before. It's only your first time. Maybe I'll give you, maybe you'll try. We shouldn't be happy together for.
End of the Road. Now, there was a lot of terrible things going on in this song if you begin to dissect it from a conscious standpoint. Let's look at the lyrics. He starts out by literally telling you, girl, you know we belong together. I have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. And you'll be mine forever, baby. You just see. All right. So now, again, this is control. That's that controlling nature. We have to be together. Nobody told you to leave. There's a pre-chorus where it says, when I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Girl, each time I try, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head. Oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around. So what is this? This man cannot function without this woman, and he's to the point of suicide, which is what we're seeing happen now, ladies. They're going, they're not only killing the woman, many of these cuckoos are killing themselves too, or killing the whole family. Because again, they can't live without you. They, even though they know they've come to the end of the road. He says, still I can't let go. Why? Because it's unnatural. Why is it unnatural? You belong to me and I belong to you. So they're seeing you as an object of possession, not as a person. Down deeper into the song, it says, although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. Same thing. It's unnatural. So they kept saying it over and over and over and over. Again, that's that mind programming. Deeper in the song, there's another line where it says, and I'm still going to be here for you till my dying day. So it doesn't matter what happens. You can leave if you want to leave. If you can get away from this fool, because 9 out of 10, he ain't going to let you go. Even though you think you're at the end of the road. Why? Because you belong to him. And you're supposed to be there with him. So again, this song was just very dark, very dangerous. And we're seeing this stuff starting to play out today. The last song I definitely want to go into. We all knew things were going wrong with R. Kelly, number one. But this song was called I Can't Sleep, Baby. Let's listen to the lyrics of this one.
That we really don't mean. Well, I'm sorry, baby. Bring your loving back to me. I can't sleep, babe. I can't think, babe. I can't live, babe. Without you in my life.
So after listening to the lyrics of I Can't Sleep, Baby, R. Kelly, we all knew R. Kelly was freak nasty. But in addition to that portion, he says, I can't sleep, I can't think, I can't eat, I'm so weak, and I won't breathe again, breathe again, breathe again. Okay, basically, again, that's leading to what? Suicide. If you're not eating, you're not sleeping, and you don't want to breathe, you're going to die. which goes back to all these family annihilations that we're starting to see that's happening all over the place. And it just keeps going on and on and on about how he can't sleep, he can't eat, he can't think, he can't breathe. He got to have this person. So again, that's that darker layer. It's awful, ladies. And when you begin to consciously listen to these songs from a conscious perspective, you will quickly see that many of these love songs that we were singing in the 90s and we were dancing to in the early 2000s weren't love songs at all. These songs were programming the men to act the fool.
It's a reason why some people keep crashing out, and it's not just their environment. It's what they're listening to every single day. A recent study came out again showing how music influences behavior. But I don't think people really understand how deep that actually goes. Because music isn't just entertainment, it's repetition. And repetition is conditioning. And what you repeat eventually becomes normal. When you listen to crash out drill music all day, violence stops sounding extreme. And not because you're a bad person, but because your brain adjusts to what it hears repeatedly. And what people don't think about is you're not just conditioning yourself. You're conditioning your children and everyone around you too. People allow their sons to listen to drill music all day and then wonder why they grow up aggressively and emotionally reactive and idolizing crash out behavior. Because to them, that lifestyle isn't dangerous or risky, it's familiar. Even if they didn't grow up living it themselves. That familiarity, it creates acceptance. And it's the same thing with daughters. Playing nothing but hypersexualized music, glorifying sex work, glorifying attention, glorifying validation, then people wonder why their daughters grow up thinking attention equals value. But it's because children, they don't separate music from reality. They absorb it. And it's because music is one of the most powerful teachers of culture. And the deeper part is music, it doesn't just influence behavior. It influences identity. And if you think I'm lying, ask many people who grew up listening to Jay-Z, Gucci, Jeezy. I'm not saying it's their fault, but a lot of us wanted to hustle or actually hustle because we were influenced by the lyrics in their music. I remember when Jeezy dropped TM-101, one of the best albums ever in my opinion. I remember the impact it had culturally. And if you was growing up around that time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you listen to music repeatedly, you start seeing yourself in the lifestyle that you're hearing. And it's even more dangerous today. And I'm not saying it's right, but when I grew up, rappers rapped about selling drugs, getting money, buying big homes, having cars, having jewelry. But today, they primarily rap about doing drugs and being drug abusers, being suicidal and sad, depressed. This heavily impacts the youth today. And it's why I personally really don't listen to crash out drill music. Now, definitely don't play it around children, because you can't say you want peace while constantly feeding your mind chaos. You can't say you want discipline while steady feeding your mind impulsiveness, which is why I listen to instrumentals, inspirational music, jazz music, get money music, because what you listen to quietly shapes the person that you become. And most people don't realize that music is one of the most consistent influences in your life. You might listen to music for 2 to 4 hours a day. That's more time than most people spend reading, learning, praying, or even thinking intentionally. So the question becomes, if music is programming your mind, who is doing the programming? Because whether people realize it or not, you're not just choosing music. You're choosing influence. And what you're listening to daily might be shaping your future more than you think.
And now today that these marriages are breaking apart, that relationships are dwindling, because women are waking up, they're being resurrected. The divine goddess is beginning to pull on their heartstrings and make them realize you've been duped and you've been had bad. And you got to get out of there. And the men can't take it. Why? Because they've been programmed to think you belong to them. Even when the relationship is over, you still mine. I'm going to watch you forever. I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to come to your job. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get to you. And if you try to get in a relationship with another man, it still ain't over. Because if you go back to boys to men, they were just begging this woman. I know you got another man out there, but that's okay, baby. I'm still here and I ain't never leaving. So that's why you're seeing these men spazzing out and they can't let go and they got to just be there. So you have to be very careful, because this programming has been put out to the masses for many, many, many years. And they have men thinking that you're their possession, that you belong to them, and that if they love you, you'll never be with anyone else, regardless of what they do. You're always going to be there. In R. Kelly's song, when he first opens the song, he actually has a very, very dark layer. He says, I never meant to hit you, babe. I know I don't deserve another chance. So they know that what they're doing is wrong, but they do it anyway. Why? Because you belong to them. So again, as the patriarchy is dismantled, as things begin to fall apart, ladies, we have to protect ourselves. Knowledge is power. Knowing and understanding What these men are and how they feel about you is extremely important. It's very important. Why? Because you need to take the correct steps if you decide, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. I'm tired of his abuse. I'm tired of him cheating on me. I just don't want to live like this anymore. Then you better get your ducks in order. You need to reach out to places that can help you move in silence. Do not let these men know what you're doing. Do not tell them where you're going. Make sure you cut all ties, because in their minds, they've programmed these men not to let you go. And then many of them will kill you before they decide to let you go.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.
If you enjoyed this podcast today, you're going to love the full-length podcasts that are locked under exclusive content. Gain access by clicking the link in the description box below.